Hey everyone, it's Jer. So today I'm going to talk about a date that I had last night where we went to a movie, and this is my mistake probably because, again, I made the mistake of doing a first date going to a movie, and first date going to a movie is not a good plan, like not a good idea. Maybe for other people, it's never really worked for me. Like, if you're going to meet somebody for the first time on a date, it should be somewhere that you can actually have a conversation and get to know the person. And a movie is not that, because you can't talk in a movie. Well, I didn't think you could talk in a movie, but he could, because he accepted a phone call in the middle of it too, with people around. I give up. I give up. Okay, let's start the podcast though. Okay, and before you say it or think it, you might already actually think it. No, I did not meet him on Grindr. And yes, we talked for a long while before actually meeting in person. We met on Tinder. And my experience has been that regardless of where you meet a guy, they are still guys. Like, they are still capable of doing anything that they would do on any other app, because they're still the same. Usually it's the same people on all the apps, actually. Usually it's the same people on Grindr that are on Tinder or OkCupid or Bumble or whatever. And maybe it's not always the same intent or the same, like, setting, but it can still have the same outcome. You can still meet people to hook up with on Tinder, and you can still meet people for relationships that end up in long-term relationships on Grindr. In fact, my last two long-term relationships, both started off of Grindr and just meeting up, and things just went with the flow. And one started off as a hookup that became a friends with benefits that became a long-term relationship where we both loved one another. We didn't end up being meant for one another, but it lasted a year and a half. And then my last relationship, I met him off of Grindr, and we had no intent to have sex or have anything romantic. We just met up to talk, to have a conversation about my travels, and that became a 2.5-year relationship. So it's very possible to have that. I've also met people on Tinder just for hookups, similar to like what straight people do. I have met people on Tinder and it become like, I know you can't send pictures on the app, but you exchange numbers or you start talking sexually to one another, you're attracted, whatever. And then next thing you know, you exchange numbers and you're sending nudes back and forth. And before you know it, you're actually meeting up and having sex. And it's a hookup and that's it. Off of Tinder. So please do not, before we even get started, please do not preach to me about where you meet somebody and what the intentions are, where you're meeting them, because anything can come from any app, and it's usually the same guys on each of the apps. Maybe the goals are different a little bit, but you can get anything off of any of those apps, a relationship or hookup from any of them. So that's that on that. So anyway, I started talking to this guy. I had actually stopped using Tinder for a long time because I didn't, still don't really know the point, because on Tinder, like, maybe the goal is kind of longer term thing or whatever, but and it seems like that for a lot of people, maybe the goal is that. However, I travel so much that I'll get on Tinder and match with somebody from another city, and I'll only be there for a night, so really we aren't gonna get a relationship from that. And so I had stopped using it unless I was home, and then I wasn't even using it at home. But I got on the other day because I had so many matches or whatever, and I was like, I'm gonna get on here and just have a conversation with somebody, and ended up having a conversation with this guy. And we talked, and we really enjoyed talking, at least to me, we enjoyed talking. He's very, very attractive. And so I was like, you know what, let's try for a date. And so I asked him if he would like to go see It 2 with me. He said yes. And we had already, by that point, exchanged numbers, so we were texting. And we text, and I even FaceTimed him, and Yeah, we sent photos and videos and stuff back and forth or whatever. And nothing nude. Like, we didn't send anything sexual. I don't think we even talked about sex. We talked about cuddling, but not sex. And then it came time yesterday for it to... He was having some car trouble, so I was like, you know what? I'll drive to come and get you. I live in Fort Lauderdale, and he lives in... Well, I live in Plantation, and he lives in Miami. And it was going to be like a 40-minute drive to go get him. But I was like, I'll pick you up and I'll take you to the movies. So before the date, I went to, maybe this is too much, but I wanted to do something cool because we had talked about, I had asked him what his favorite candy was. And he sent me a picture of a blow pop, like the sucker thing or whatever with like the gum inside of it. I think it's called a blow pop. Anyway, yeah, I'm almost sure it's called a blow pop. And went to the candy store at the mall and got him this huge, like, blow pop thing that was filled with blow pop candies. And so, our blow pop suckers. And I was like, this will be cute. He'll like it. And so, I got that just as kind of like a nice little thing, like a nice thought. And yeah, got that. And then went to go pick him up. Had it in his seat. When we got in, he grabbed it and said thank you and smiled. And then we started to drive away, and he said, I'm going to text somebody real quick, okay? And I was like, yeah, that's cool. And so he texted somebody, and then he got a phone call. And I just thought, even from that point, I was like, you know what? Like, this could be time that we're using to get to know one another. Like, it's a drive to the theater, and instead, he is texting and calling people and are accepting calls. Actually, he called somebody at one point, too. And then I bought the movie ticket. Like, I've talked about this before. I should probably take my own advice. Movies are bad first date ideas. But if somebody's going to be texting anyway, so I guess it doesn't really matter. But movies are really bad first date ideas, because you don't really get a chance to know the person. Like, you don't get to talk to them and get to know who they are, what their interests are, to see if you are compatible, see if you, like, find common ground and can get to know one another and maybe figure out something else to do later, you know, and, like, enjoy each other's company. And you can't do that if you're in a movie, because you really aren't supposed to talk in a movie. And at least I thought. Then I got the movie tickets. We went into the movie theater. It hadn't started yet. Like, previews were showing or whatever. Well, not even previews. Like, the previews to the previews were showing. Like, where you get to play the game, whatever. I keep AMC A-list. I probably have talked about it on here. But I go to the movies a lot. I really, really enjoy movies. I love stories. And movies are great. Like, and going to the movie will actually keep me involved in a movie better than, like, being at home watching a movie, because I find 10,000 other things I can be doing at home. And if I'm at a movie theater, I can actually sit and enjoy the movie. And if I'm by myself, I might sit in the back and actually text where nobody can see me and the light off my phone isn't bothering anybody and watch the movie at the same time. But if I'm with somebody, my phone just stays in my pocket, because I would rather be, if I'm going through the effort of meeting somebody to go on a date or to get to know them, like, I want to get to know them, and so I'm going to put away my phone, and I'm actually going to focus on, like, getting to know them, focus on them. And, like, I set up the date because I want to know that person. We started watching the movie, we were sitting there for the previews, and we're talking a little bit, but then he would also look back at his phone and be texting somebody and laughing and giggling, and then that person would send him a video thing, and he would, like, watch it or listen to it in his ear, and then he would giggle some more, and then the movie started, and I was like, okay, well, at least now he'll put his phone away. We still can't talk now because the movie started, but he'll put his phone away, and maybe we can, like, I don't know at that point. Like, and that's why, like, going to a movie for a first date is kind of a bad idea. But we were sitting there, and there were people around us, and then all of a sudden his phone didn't ring, but I guess it vibrated, and he looked at it and picked it up. He answered the phone. We were probably halfway through the movie and he answered the phone and started talking to the person. He put his head into my shoulder and started like talking to the person into my shoulder with his phone into my shoulder. And I was just like, oh my gosh, why is this guy talking on the phone in the middle of a movie? I couldn't believe it. And there was an emergency because he was like giggling again. So I was just like, why? What's the use? What is the use of going on a date if the whole time you're going to be on your phone? Like, if you have, like, shown this person enough interest and you have invested time to get to know the person up to this point and then you meet in person, like, you would think that that's when you would, like, your excitement comes to, like, that ultimate, like, I don't know, point where it's actually happening. And instead, you're on your phone. And so, I don't know, it was a letdown. It was a big letdown for me. And it is. Like, I don't understand why. And maybe I just sound like an old grandpa or something. Maybe I'm the one that's not normal on this. Maybe it's totally acceptable now to be on your phone on a date. Maybe that's a thing. For me, it's not. And it never has been, never will be. Like, if you're meeting somebody for a first time, like the first date, and this is your first time ever meeting that person in person, stay off your phone. Like, you've gotten this far, stay off your phone and get to know that person. And I mean, I understand it. Like, if you've dated or if you are dating somebody, it kind of becomes more acceptable to be on your phone a little bit more. I mean, not like nonstop, but like a little bit more. But your first time meeting somebody, that's your first impression. And that's when you can actually take the time to get to know this person. Like, but instead you're talking to other people, maybe about future plans or whatever, and you're not in this moment. Instead, you're on your phone. Instead of being with somebody like there in that moment physically, you are on your phone physically talking, texting whoever or whatever, and it's just annoying. It's annoying. And I'm just like, maybe it's time to give up on dating. Maybe we go back to just hooking up just nonstop and realizing that there's potential from hookups too. Because maybe that's where things start now, is in the hookup, is in that having sex and then kind of going from there. If it was great, then let's go have coffee. Because we're not going to go to a movie because, yeah. But I don't know. Maybe I'm the weird one on this. But I just feel like I don't get it. I don't understand it. Like, that's something I crave is like being able to spend time with people in person and having that connection, that in-person connection. Nothing beats that for me. And so I'm not going to waste that or let that go away with me being on my phone. I feel like I'm sleepless in, I'm hopeless, hopeless in, Fort Lauderdale. It just feels like there's just no hope. Like, there's no hope for romance or dating or getting to know people now. And that sucks. That really sucks because I really want to meet people, get to know people, make friends, and then hopefully out of those friends, find somebody within that I connect with on a really special level, and we spend time to get to know one another intimately and on a deeper level, and that it grows into love, like that it grows into that romantic love. It's not going to be perfect. Nothing's ever perfect, but something that's real and balanced, and that both people care about one another, and it's not just a one-sided thing. I also think that's another problem in dating, is that everybody's looking to get taken care of. That's selfish. That's not what love is. It's not about getting taken care of or getting that money or getting the person that makes like a lot of money. It's about finding somebody that you connect with on a deeper, more balanced level. It's not about how can I get taken care of. It's about I want somebody that I can take care of, that cares about me and that shows that to me, and then I can show that too. And I feel like that's missing. That's more and more missing. I don't think it's absent completely. I think there are people out there that desire that. But I think there's a lot of selfishness and a lot of not being in this moment and then complaining whenever you don't get that, whenever you don't get that better love or whatever, because you were on your cell phone for that date, whenever you could have been actually involved, or you didn't show up for that date because something else came up, or because, you know, you had a fling with a hot guy, like, planned or something. I don't know. And instead of going to the date where that had potential, you went for this other thing that you probably could have done any other time. And then you complain. You complain because you haven't found love yet. Because you haven't found that romance that you desire. Because you haven't found someone that loves you and someone that you can love back openly. Someone that you can bring down the walls for and let in to love you. Someone that brings down their walls and lets you in so you can love them. And I feel like that's missing. In a lot of ways, that's missing now, and it sucks. That personal connection, the missed opportunities to find that deeper connection whenever instead you focused on texting or planning something for next week, that whenever you get to next week, you're going to be planning for the next week. It's a vicious cycle. If you have the chance to meet somebody and to connect with them on a deeper level, even if it's just something really stupid, like maybe you just sit around and you talk about some stupid show for a little bit, or you talk about some ridiculous movie or some experience that you just recently had that irks you and it drives you nuts and you just want to vent about it. I don't know though. Maybe this is just where we're headed. Maybe too many of us can't get to that deeper level connection. I hate to believe that, but it becomes more and more obvious, evident, that we are a society that is more in love with our phones and our technology and our devices than we are with human connection. And that, to me, is sad. Yes, there might be someone else on the other end of that phone, but I'll tell you what, I would rather invest my time into having a real-life conversation with somebody in front of me than to be on my phone stuck in a device, stuck on my phone on Twitter or on Instagram or paying attention to other people's lives whenever I could be living my life right now with the person that's right in front of me. And I think that maybe that kind of is probably what makes it easier to connect and have a relationship off of a hookup, because your phone's out of the way and you are getting undivided attention from somebody for 30 minutes or an hour, however long it is that you're doing that. And we crave that. Even if it's just sex, we crave being with somebody. But then whenever we're in that moment and it's not sex, and we have a phone to be able to distract us with, a screen of some sort, we become distracted with that screen. It's sad. So yeah, maybe there is more potential in hookups from Grindr than there is with dates from Tinder. Especially if one or both people can't seem to put away their phone for the duration of a date. The duration of spending time with somebody for a first time and wanting to get to know them. I guess that's my venting session. Thanks for listening. I wanted it to be kind of more funny, and it isn't, I guess, but Like, really, put away your damn phone. If you're meeting somebody, put away your phone. Like, yes, it can be intimidating. Yes, it can be kind of awkward. But once you get past that, it's amazing. Just put away your phone. Okay. That's all I have. I feel like I just bitched at my microphone for a good 20 minutes, which I did. But, like, really, put away your damn phone. Just put away your damn phone if you're going to meet up with somebody. Get to know them. Take the time to get to know them. You've invested this time to get to this point. Make good worth of it. Get to know the person. Even if it's just going to be friends, get to know the person on a friend level and go from there. Make some kind of connection. You have an opportunity that a lot of people desire. We desire to be in the company of others. We actually desire to not be stuck to our screen, to actually have human interaction with one another. And if you have that opportunity, take advantage of it. Make the most of it. Put away your damn phone. Just for the hours that you're together with that person, put away your phone. If it's a long time, you know, maybe if you need to be on your phone a little bit, be on your phone a little bit. Say, hey, excuse me, do you care if I get on my phone really quick or whatever? And get on your phone. But to be on your phone for the whole time is just, you're wasting it. You're wasting an opportunity to get to know somebody. And if you're not going to be able to invest that time in meeting somebody, whenever you meet somebody, invest that time to get to know them, don't schedule the thing. Don't schedule the date. Don't schedule the meetup. Stay at home and stay on your phone or your computer or your iPad or whatever it is you're on. Stay on that thing at home. Or find somebody else that's willing to go out with you and be on their device too, and you guys can connect while you're on each other's, while you're on your devices. Do that instead. But please don't waste other people's time or your own time by going out on a date or meeting up with someone for a first time and staying on your phone for the duration of the time that you're together, because it's pointless. It's a waste of time, not just for them, but for you. You have invested all this energy into getting to this point. Take advantage of it. Seriously, take advantage of it. Not everybody has that opportunity. Not everybody has that opportunity very often. Some people don't ever get that opportunity. So take advantage of it if you have it. Okay. That's all I got. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, night, whatever it happens to be. I hope it's wonderful for all of you. And I will talk to you very, very soon. All right. Love you. Bye. Mwah.